I'm going to call the meeting to order. We have a young scout in the audience with us this evening. Blake is going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Blake is here this evening. This is his last merit badge he needs on his way to Eagle. Then he goes for Eagle Scout. So we told him he picked a great meeting. So
yeah.
Item 3, roll call.
John Steinberg.
Here.
Chris Keckler.
Here.
Mike Polica.
Here.
Dave Klemisch is excused. Mike Serpy.
Here.
Quorum being present. That brings us up to item 4, new business. First item being item A, consider resolution 1822 certifying the creation, review, and adoption of the compliance maintenance annual reports for the village's wastewater facilities.
Mr. President, members of the board, this year I bring to you the 2017 compliance maintenance and annual report, better known as the CMAR. It is a code for publicly and privately owned domestic wastewater treatment works. The CMAR is a self-evaluation that promotes the village's awareness and responsibility for wastewater collection, treatment needs, measures the performance of wastewater treatment during the calendar year, and assesses its level of compliance with permit required. It's about a 20-question self-assessment that we do on an annual basis. It talks about the financial stability within the sewer utility. We work closely with the finance department. Talks about the operations, our goals and objectives. If we have any sanitary sewer overflows, which is in large rains, we actually have to discharge out of a manhole onto the street or in a ditch line. We do not have any SSOs. The village board works very hard with admin to budget, so we're very we have a good reserve and we have very strong financial standing. Our operations, we complete all of our required maintenance that we have to do by the DNR. So we did get a 16 section points, which is the top score that you can achieve. And it's all because of the hard work that our maintenance staff does that's allowed by the budgeting of the village board. I can answer any questions.
I have no questions, but good job, Johnny.
Thank you. Move
approval of resolution 1822.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. Just as a note, considering water, Mike and I attended a meeting with some DNR officials for Western Kenosha County flooding, seeing we had no big events. Fellow was there from the DNR. We have his card. We'll give it to you.
Okay.
We brought up, he asked, what can we do to be proactive? And we said, just let us clean our ditches. And he said, oh, no problem. So we're going to get you in contact with this guy.
That'd be great.
He's the, what is he, Mike, the new Southeast coordinator?
Yeah, Southeast.
Okay.
Yeah. I had met him before, but.
Oh. Yeah, I'm on a bunch of committees with the DNR, so I'm sure I'll have contact with him on a regular basis. But thank you for the introduction.
All right. That brings us to item B, and that is consider the agreement with Kenosha County Sheriff's Department authorizing the Pleasant Prairie Police Department to be the first to respond, investigate, and assume complete ownership of calls for service on a Kenosha County bike trail in this, or the trial, within the village limits. Chief?
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. The agreement before you tonight is a agreement that myself and the sheriff had been discussing for quite some time. It actually began with a discussion we had back in November or October of 2017, where we discussed some of the issues with confusion towards the citizens, with the citizens in Pleasant Prairie and how they would address concerns on the bike trail. I approached the sheriff and advised him that I thought it would be best if we could enter into some sort of an agreement which would turn those calls on the bike trail, stemming from the bike trail, that were in the jurisdiction of the of Pleasant Prairie over to the Pleasant Prairie Police Department. He agreed at that point. We didn't move it forward. That was our preliminary discussion. A couple of weeks ago, we discussed it again. The sheriff agreed to it, and he prepared this document. So this document really very simply outlines who's going to have primary responsibility for calls for service pertaining to the bike trail as it relates to the bike trail's jurisdiction within Pleasant Prairie. I would submit that to you for your approval. We're in favor of it. I think what this does and how it benefits both agencies is it cuts down on the frustration from the citizens. There were too many times where somebody was calling the Pleasant Prairie Police Department saying, hey, this I saw this on the bike trail. Can you guys take care of it? No, we can't take care of it. We'd have to send them over to the sheriff's department for them to have to deal with another law enforcement agency. It was a problem. It was a frustrating problem for the citizens, and it was a frustrating problem for both law enforcement agencies. So I think this simplifies things. As the sheriff indicates in here, he believes and said why, that it creates more of an efficient service to our citizens. So I'd recommend this for your approval and your consideration.
Chief, I appreciate the improved services. What type of workload are we looking at? When you said at least Pleasant Prairie would receive some calls, I had assumed that some would not even go to the village. They would just go to the county sheriff or maybe city. So is there any idea of what type of call volume this may generate in a typical season?
I think it's going to generate more of a proactive call volume. So the citizens in the last several months should have seen an uptick of patrols from the village on that bike trail, and I think they can look forward to that more in the future. I think we've got the squads that are right in the area. It is part of one of our districts, one of our working areas, so it makes it very easy for us to be able to patrol that area as opposed to a county squad coming from some other distance just to specifically address and to patrol it. We're there. It just makes it a more efficient service for the citizens.
Do we have patrols on bikes that will be on this?
Not yet.
Okay. That's coming next.
Well, that would come with growth. I think we've discussed in the past possibly putting bike carriers on the back of squads with a bike on it in case they have some time. They can patrol some of the parks. They could patrol. Sure. The bike trail would be another obvious one. I think now with that jurisdiction, it may move that idea a little bit closer.
All right. Very good. Thank you, John.
Do we send our motorcycles up and down the trail once in a while?
Yes, we do. Right. Our motorcycle program's kind of in a state of flux right now. We've got a new operator we identified. Unfortunately, the training from Harley-Davidson, the next available training for that officer is going to be in spring. And with Officer Sheffield gone, so the motorcycle's down for a period of time.
Unless we send them overseas, they're doing more over there.
Yes. I could jump on my personal bike and do that, but I don't think it would be appreciated.
Mike?
I totally agree with you on this, Chief. The Sheriff's Department is a quality department, very well run. But the bottom line is giving good protection to your citizens, and this is the most efficient way that we can provide that service because of we patrol Pleasant Prairie. If the Sheriff's Department has to respond to the bike trail, they may be coming from Paddock Lake, they may be coming from Summers, they may be coming from somewhere else. So I totally agree with this. The nice thing about the two departments is they can rely on one another for backup if needed. If we need help, the Sheriff's Department will be there in a minute. If they need help, we'll be there as well for them. So this is for the serving the people with the best service that we can possibly provide. And the bike trail is it's on focal point lately with what's happened. And I totally support what Chief Smetana is doing here.
Yes, and if I could just add, I greatly appreciate the level of cooperation between myself and the Sheriff's Department, my agency and the Sheriff's Department. We work closely on even the last two cases we work very closely on. I appreciate Sheriff Beth's understanding of this and his decision to allow us to take those calls. So,
yeah. I'll move that. We approve the agreement between the Village of Pleasant Prairie and the Kenosha County Sheriff.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Chris. Further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So carries. Those being the only two items on the agenda this evening, a motion for adjournment is in order.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second for adjournment. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries.